It's Bucky and Aaron.
Stadium dog with the stadium mustard.
The ultimate dog for me is just the one with the mustard, the raw onions, and the relish on top.
Hey, dragon breath.
Who cares? I'm at the ballpark anyway.
Relish and onions.
Yeah, that's it. Just give me that thing right there. I don't need any chili. You keep your chili and all that other stuff.
I do like a good chili cheese dog.
I don't like No.
I could get down with that.
Gives me the Rhea. A hot dog with chili gives me Rhea. So I don't really mess with those. That's asking for a problem.
Wednesday on the Horn, it's the 20th of March. Beautiful day on tap in Austin, Texas. Partly cloudy, 71 for the high. Tomorrow's going to be the real beauty. Looking like 75 and bright sunshine tomorrow. So enjoy that. Looks like some rain coming for your weekend, so enjoy it during the week. Spring break for a lot of folks. There's a lot of you folks up and going to work this morning, so we appreciate you being with us as we get you through your Wednesday. A lot to do. We'll have our Coach's Corner coming up. We'll try to coach you through your brackets. You got to get your bracket pick. You got to get your picks made. Who's in the Final Four? Who are the 12-5 upsets? Where are they going to be? We'll try to dive into some of that coming up here this morning in advance of March Madness is beginning tomorrow in earnest. We did have the first four games last night, two of them. Two more tonight. We'll get you the scores coming, including the teams that have made it in. But Buck, on the way to the break, we did the B&E Factor of the Day. Mike Trout, at the back end of our show yesterday, it broke in the 9 o'clock hour that he was working on an agreement for a new 12-year, $430 million contract. Which is staggering for most when you hear it. But I would say this, Mike Trout at 27 years old, to go ahead and get him locked up for the next 12 years till he's 39 years old is smart on the Angels' part, because this is how great this guy is. And if you're not paying attention to Mike Trout because he plays with the Angels and on the West Coast and late at night, most people who follow baseball know how great he is. But it is absolutely arguable. It's one of those great debates that Mike Trout has had the best first 8 years of any player of all time. I mean, if you can compare him to any of the all-time greats through their first eight seasons by every statistic and say, yeah, Mike Trout has been as good as any player that's ever played for their first 8 years. He's got more home runs through his first 8 years than Ken Griffey Jr., Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa. He's scored more runs through his first 8 years than Willie Mays, Alex Rodriguez, and Ken Griffey Jr. He's got more hits, which, of course, he's a hit machine. He got more hits through the first part of his career than some of the greats of all time. I mean, that's just what he's doing. He's putting up unbelievable numbers. And so if you're looking for a guy that deserves the largest contract in baseball history and in sports history, by the way, the hits, he's already got 1,187, Mike Trout, which is more than Alex Rodriguez, Barry Bonds, Lou Gehrig, or Adrian Beltre had through eight seasons. His on-base percentage is one of the best of all time. His slugging percentage, Buck, you're talking about a guy that can hit, run, play defense, and slug the ball and score runs. His slugging percentage through his first eight seasons better than that of Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds, Larry Walker, and Mark McGwire. So this guy's the total package. 12 years, 430. Nice job, A's. Because over the course of that decade plus, he's going to be chasing 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, milestone marks, and that's going to be great for the owners of the Angels to sell tickets and sell TV sponsorships, and now they need to put a good team around him.
Yeah, he's a quiet guy. He kind of stays to himself.
He does.
You just got to believe that it's all about health from this point on, whether he'll be breaking every record that's sitting out there. It's all about his health. And for the first 8 years, this guy's been pretty damn healthy. Well, he's got that body.
Well, I'll ask you this on the B&E Factor today. BK will know this, so he can jump in. But most people still think Mike Socha is still managing the LA Angels of Anaheim. Mike Socha was there for like 19 years or whatever.
The mean dude, Socha?
16.
Be gone.
Do you know who's the new manager of the A's? The new manager of...
Manny Sanguin.
No. Look, you could have gone with one of the Alou brothers. Felipe Alou. No. It is none other than former Houston Astros catcher Brad Ausmus, who was in Detroit. He's an Ivy League guy, this Brad Ausmus. Dartmouth, back in the day.
Good for them. I mean, this, like you said, this kid will break everything, won't he? I mean,
well, he's on pace to, right? I mean, on pace to put up one of the greatest careers of all time. Again, eight years in, you could already argue he's had the best 8 years of anybody, from Mantle to Mays to.
We just don't get to see him enough, you know.
I know. Well, if you're like me and BK, a Rangers fan or an Astros fan, you get to see him a lot because he's in the division.
Yeah.
And if you watch your team, you get to see him, and he is unbelievable. He's unbelievable. He's always on base. He's always scoring runs. He's always hitting, getting big hits, making gold glove plays. So props to Mike Trout. Speaking of that, let's get into the headlines because the Astros have locked up one of their young superstars as well. Let's get to the news. UBO Business Services gets you the news. We'll get you that Astros story in a moment. Start with Texas baseball. Top 10 Tuesday nighter over at the Dish. Got ugly early for the Burnt Orange. 8th-ranked Texas and facing red-hot Arkansas. And the Razorbacks came out swinging, rolled past Texas 11-4 at UFCU Dish Falk Field. High-powered Hogs scored 6 in the second. 4 more in the third. They got to the Texas freshman right-hander Jack Neely in a big way. Cruised to their 5th straight win over Texas and their 7th straight win overall. The March grind continues tonight for the Longhorns. They face the Razorbacks again at Dish Falk Field. It will be the Longhorns' 12th game versus a top 10 team in 20 days. The first pitch is set for 6:30 tonight. You'll hear it right here on the horn. Across the street at the Irwin Center last night, Texas basketball. That team held on for a 79-73 win over South Dakota State in the first round of the NIT tournament. It's a game that saw the Longhorns race out to a 19-0 lead to start the game, but then have to hold on and come back, and they win it by 6. Dylan Osetkowski, the senior, helped the Horns pull away and advance to the second round for head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, for us, we're really excited about advancing. You know, I've been thinking all day, I really don't want the season to end, you know, and, you know, obviously we had to win tonight to extend the season, so I'm glad that we'll be back on the court again.
Playing games last night, the first 4 games in the NCAA tournament, Fairleigh Dickinson rallied to beat Prairie View A&M. They will for now face Duke in round 1 as a 1-16 matchup. How about Belmont? They took down Temple last night in that 11-11 matchup. Belmont will now face Merrill in the 6th seed in the East coming up this weekend, or on Thursday, I should say. How about the NBA? Houston down Atlanta 121-105. NFL, Dallas Cowboys have maybe found their replacement for slot receiver Cole Beasley, who bolted to Buffalo via free agency. They have signed former Green Bay Packers wideout Randall Cobb to a 1-year deal. Cowboys also met with free agent safety Eric Berry and current Miami Dolphins defensive end Robert Quinn yesterday at the Star. No details finalized. L.A. Rams signed pass rusher Clay Matthews to a 2-year deal. Matthews spent 10 years in Green Bay, had 83.5 sacks. He'll now rush the passer for Wade Phillips and company in Los Angeles. Down in Houston, Texans have signed veteran QB A.J. McCarron to back up Deshaun Watson. And we mentioned the Mike Trout contract. He's not the only All-Star getting a new deal, according to multiple reports of the Houston Astros. And their young third baseman, Alex Bregman, have agreed to a new 6-year, $100 million contract. The 24-year-old wouldn't be eligible for free agency until 2022. So this deal, which kicks in this season, buys out the first 2 years of his free agent years and as well as his arbitration years along the way. And Major League Baseball, the season is underway in Tokyo, Japan. Seattle Mariners lead the Oakland A's 9-7 right now. They're in the 7th inning slugfest to start the 2019 season.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
All right, this is, you also have to remember that some of that contract for Trout is back pay for what he's already done. Well, look, you know, it's interesting. There's a parallel, though. The Alex Bregman deal. Mike Trout still owns the record for the largest pre-free agency contract ever signed, pre-arbitration. Because when Trout was sizzling as he's already been an MVP twice, Mike Trout. He's been a runner-up for MVP 4 times. He's plain and simply the best player in the game. And he signed a 6-year, $144 million deal when he was in his early 20s. He was that good. They wanted kind of like Alex Bregman, but Bregman went to LSU, played college ball, so he came in at 22, but he's rocketed through the Astros system, is already a superstar, so they want to get him lined up, and he wants $100 million for the next 6. He also had his contract, his draft pick contract they signed with Houston, so Bregman's done well for his first few years in baseball financially, but Trout still holds the record for the largest pre-free agency deal ever signed at $144 million, so he's been paid pretty well, Mike Trout, so far in his career. But that is true in baseball. You know, they make you wait 6 years to get to free agency. That's the way the collective bargaining agreement works, is you work your way through the system, and then they've got arbitration years. Whereas in a sport like the NFL, it used to be they'd give you all your money up front before you've proven anything. Now they have the rookie contract system where you got 4 years before you get to the real big money. But, baseball, throwing around the cash. The cash. Just like we are for our bracket contest. Cold hard cash.
Straight cash, homie.
Straight up cash. I love that. Love that. $500.
Hey,
I can't win.
It's not
that
Mike Trout money, but it ain't chump change. I'm just saying that.
By the way, for my charity.
Mike Trout makes $500 in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Mike Trout makes, close to $67,000 at bat. Do you like that?
Not enough.
Do you like that?
Not enough. I agree with
you.
You
like that?
He cost himself more than, I think, $100 million by not becoming a free agent in 2 years.
He did.
That dude could have made at least $500 million.
He could have. On a free agent market, no doubt. No question. Wow. In a non-salary cap league on a free agent market, no question. And that's why baseball
fans. Maybe one of those guys just wants to be with one team forever. See you later. I'm comfortable.
Well,
my $400 million.
Well, because remember, I just mentioned when he was, 21 or 22 years old, he signed a $144 million contract.
Amazing.
And now this is a $430 million contract, which, you know, that is over, that's almost $600 million he's made, will have made over a, 16-year stretch as a Major League Baseball player. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
This good
is,
deal.
It's his prediction now. Trout has the biggest contract. He'll have the worst 8 years of his career. So I would disagree with that. But, look, we'll see.
Not the way the first 8 years has looked.
And his numbers are trending better in a lot of categories.
Think so.
And now he's got Brad Ausmus as his skipper. So, you know, you can't beat that. Hey, let's dive into our Coach's Corner here on a Wednesday morning.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner.
Sponsored by the Hyatt Regency Lost Pines Resort and Spa, just 23 miles from Austin.
All right, Buck, before we get to our suggestions for your bracket and let BK and the doctor of bracketology over there, Bucky Godbell, help you with your bracket knowledge, let's let Bucky tell you about LinkedIn.
Yeah, for sure. Talking about the right hire. They're talking about Mike Trout. How about the right hire is a great way to get your team all set up for success, whether it's your business, your home. And, of course, when we talk about being a former coach, business, home, anything you want to do, you got to set your goals. LinkedIn is the place you want to do it. Post your job where smart potential team members go, and that's every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover job opportunities. Sounds like LinkedIn to me. Now, most LinkedIn members, they're not checking job boards regularly, but 9 out of 10 of LinkedIn members, guess what they do? They're interested in the new opportunities you have for them. Most of the U.S. workforce right now, they're on the LinkedIn team. Positioning yourself, get the best way to get the momentum in your favor, getting your job opportunities in front of the right people with the right skills and the background. Right now, customers rate LinkedIn jobs number one in delivering quality hires. Folks, right now you get a great opportunity to get $50 off your first post by going to linkedin.com/horn. That's linkedin.com/horn. Terms and conditions do apply.
Coming up bottom of the hour, we'll dive into these NFL signings from yesterday, including why I really like what the Cowboys are doing in free agency, even though they got criticized for it a week ago. Also, the
Cowboys have a little problems. Any of their players have any more problems? Everything good?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got a Cowboy in the news. We got a Cowboy on TV.
Come on now.
We always wait in the offseason for Cowboys, especially defensive linemen hit TMZ. Yeah, we'll get you that story coming up. But we got to help these folks with their brackets, Buck. Let's coach them up on their brackets and get BK involved because he is our basketball, college basketball hoops expert. And as are you, of course, because you are the doctor of bracketology. We'll all have our brackets in by 11 o'clock tomorrow. So you're trying to pick the early upsets in this first wave of March Madness. The 12, you know, they always the debate about the 12-5 matchups in your bracket. It is true that since 1985, 46 times, the 12 seed has upset the 5, including last year. BK, when you look at the 12-5s, is there one that you like more than others? Because they're going to happen. They just do. We got Murray State Marquette. You've got Mississippi and Liberty. You've got Oregon, Wisconsin out of the Big Ten, and then New Mexico State, Auburn as your 12-5 games coming up over the 2 days. Is there one of those you like more than others?
Yeah, there's not one that I really don't like out of these four. I think the two that are most popular right now are Oregon over Wisconsin. It's tough to pick the Pac-12 with the type of year that conference had, but Oregon won the Pac-12
tournament. They seem to be peaking right now.
They seem to be peaking right now. When Wisconsin plays a very slow style of basketball and they don't shoot free throws very well, which generally doesn't bode too well for teams in the tournament. And then Murray State Marquette. Murray State's got a guy, Ja Morant. If you haven't watched him play, I don't know what you're doing. This guy's going to be a top three pick in the NBA draft this summer. Really, really
top
talented.
Top three?
Yeah, really, really talented. And Marquette is a team that's really struggling. A month ago, they're probably a 2, maybe a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. They really struggled in Big East play, gave up the title down the stretch to Villanova, and that's generally what I like to look for, teams who are sliding a little bit going into the NCAA tournament. Murray State's got a really good player in Morant. It's a good team as well out of the Missouri Valley. So those two are probably the two most popular ones that you're seeing right now.
I do. You hear that, Buck? That's some knowledge right there. I love the Murray State pick. I agree with him 100% on that because Marquette is sliding into Murray State's got an NBA player, an NBA lottery pick on their team. Those are usually good recipes.
And He's wrong. Marquette will win that game. Don't worry about it. They'll play Florida State, and Florida State will beat Marquette.
Well, I know you don't. You have one upset in your entire.
What's your one upset, Doctor?
My one upset?
Uh-huh.
Florida beat Nevada.
That's a 10-7.
Oh, you have
Wait a minute. That's still okay, isn't it? I mean, that's
fair.
Florida's play. I mean, the SEC has been pretty good this year, I think. And it's to the latter part of the season, some teams play real good teams, and we're right there with them. And Florida won a couple good tight games. Nevada didn't dominate at the end of the season.
No, they did not. They had that real ugly game with, Utah State, where they fights on the court and stuff that's rolled over into the locker room.
I say that, but they're not there in my bracket. My bracket says Nevada.
I like Nevada a lot. I think they're Chris Musselman. I think he's built in this team with his versatility is built to play in this tournament and survive in advance.
I did some coach talk right there because pick Nevada in my bracket there to beat Florida. Sounded good.
I told us the other day your only upset that you have is St. Mary's over Villanova. Is that still true?
Yes. Down goes Nova.
Down goes Nova. But in most quarters, maybe not in the bracketologist doctor's head over there, you know, an 8-9 upset or a 10-7 upset is hardly an upset. You're looking for like anything from 11 above beating a lower seed. And that's what I like. I like the team that won last night. I like Belmont. I think Belmont, now that they're into the bracket and they're going to play Maryland, I'm going to take Belmont. Because remember when Shaka Smart took VCU to the Final Four?
It's like 12 years ago. Only 5 years ago.
But you know they played in the play-in game. Like, VCU had to play their way in.
Oh, so you try to get that system going.
And then they went all the way to the Final Four.
You got a system?
Well, that's not a system. I'm just saying that a lot of times the play-in team will come in having played two nights earlier, and if they played well like Belmont did last night, they're feeling good about themselves, and they're playing this Maryland team out of the Big Ten. So I'm gonna look at that one. I'll also ask BK and you, Buck, which Big 12 team do you like to make the deepest run? I mean, you've got Texas Tech as the highest seed. You've got Kansas and Kansas State as fours. I'm going to say I like Texas Tech. I said it earlier in the week. I think Texas Tech, I don't think they were fully focused for the Big 12 tournament, but I do like a team that won 11 of 12 down the stretch, plays great defense, has an NBA player with the ball in his hands a lot, and Jarrett Culver. I'm going to take Texas Tech to make a run into the second weekend.
I think I only have the Big 12 teams winning one and then seeing you later. I don't think I have anybody going for two straight games, including Texas Tech. I think that's it for me. And
if they're shooting well, watch out. I mean, I think that's fair to anybody. But BK, which Big 12 team do you side with of the six?
Well, I feel less confident in this now that Bucky just said what he said. But I'm leaning maybe not having a Big 12 team in the Sweet 16.
Wow.
Texas Tech would be my choice if they were there. That's probably obvious because they are the highest seeded team in this conference being a three. But, man, Buffalo is really, really good. I think they're slightly underseeded at the six. That could be the second round matchup for Texas Tech. I look at them. A lot of people are high on Iowa State with the way they finished, of course, winning the Big 12 tournament. They could be playing Houston in the second round, but I would like Houston in a matchup there.
Yep.
I just had a lot of tough draws for the Big 12, and I'm not too confident in really any of these teams making a deep run.
So are you with the doctor? Are you with the doctor there just one and done?
Kind of is now. It sounded like it.
If that's your pick, then I'm going to have to change
You don't have to change because you've already changed your brackets 12 times. Let me ask you this. Am I hung up on St. Mary's because of the game that I saw them play against Gonzaga? Is that what it is? Is that fool's goal for St. Mary's? Me thinking that they can win, they can win one game and then go on and win two in a row. They're not going to beat Tennessee.
You have them beating Purdue as well in the second round.
Yeah, Purdue's not anything special. They're just good enough to beat you down physically.
I mean, St. Mary's, you know, they wouldn't have made the tournament unless they got the automatic bid by beating Gonzaga in the West Coast Conference Final, but.
But they can beat Purdue.
They're a good team. Yeah, I mean, look, Villanova shoots the three more than anybody in the country. 54% of their shots are threes, and that's one thing St. Mary's does really, really well. They
defend
the three-point line. So could that upset happen? Absolutely. But, man, picking a team that just got in because of an automatic bid on the last day of the season to go to the Sweet 16 is always risky, but crazier things have happened in this tournament.
All right, Big, I'm going to ask you some rapid-fire questions for our audience as they fill out their brackets. Gonzaga, because no one that listens to this show has seen Gonzaga except for you that frequently. Are they a team that can play to the Final Four? Is there any reason to fear Gonzaga, the Bulldogs, from a run to the Final Four and possibly for a national title game?
Well, I will say yes to both questions. Gonzaga's good enough to win the national title, no doubt. But Syracuse is always a tough draw. I hate seeing Jim Boeheim
early
in the tournament especially when he's a lower seed. I mean, a couple years ago, we took a 10 seed to the Final Four. So if Cuse gets by Baylor and they get Zaga in round two, that could be an upset. But I think if Gonzaga gets by that, then they've got a real good shot to get to the Final Four, if not the title game.
A lot of people were burned last year by Virginia, of course. They lost in the 16-1 matchup, which has never happened before. It's a Maryland, Baltimore County, or whatever they were, and the unbelievable upset. Is there, would that fear, should fans back away from Virginia based on that, or is this a Cavalier team that's built to make a run?
Yes, back away from Virginia. Let me tell you why. If you're looking for a region for some chaos, go with Virginia's region. Let me give you this, guys. The last 5 years, Virginia's region, the seed that has won that region and gone on to the Final Four. Last year, it was an 11 seed, Loyola of Chicago. 2 years ago, it was a 7 seed. 3 years ago, it was a 10 seed, Syracuse. 4 years ago, it was a 7 seed. 5 years ago, it was a 7 seed. So for some reason, every year, wherever Virginia is placed, there's some chaos or some craziness that goes on in that region. So if you're looking for something to try to be a little bit different, try to go off the rails a little bit, look at that South region, potential for craziness. Well,
does that mean Cincinnati could be a part of the craziness?
That'd be mine.
It could be.
That'd be mine.
I mean, they're playing a home game. They're playing two home games in the first two rounds. They've got an opportunity to upset Tennessee in round two as a seven.
I got Rick Barnes going to the Final Four. I mean,
that was going to be my last question. Could Rick Barnes' team play for a national title with all that experience? And Rick hasn't been the greatest of tournament coaches when it's all said and done. But you know what?
Got the seniors.
I love BK saying that because that's when I look at my bracket from, not official yet, but Cincinnati is the chaos team for me. Cincinnati, because of the draw with two home games, and then possibly look at who they'd play in the Elite Eight round to get to the Final Four. You're talking about someone from Purdue, Old Dominion, Villanova, St. Mary's to get to the regional final. So I like that a lot. I like Cincinnati and certainly Tennessee with Rick Barnes. They could make a run. So there's some bracketology for you as you fill out your brackets. Good stuff from BK. Good stuff from the doctor over there. The good doctor.
And K-State can't go because Wade's not playing. Is he out? He's done. Is he done for the whole tournament?
Bruce said yesterday he's likely not going to play.
And Dean Wade's their best player.
And they can't go.
Well, they went to the Elite Eight without him last year.
It's true.
They got an easy draw, but they still made it deep.
All right. So we'll all be wrong come Monday. And certainly by Saturday morning, we'll know how busted our brackets are. But have fun with that. Get to our website, hornfm.com. You can win $500 in our Chris Waters Picks for Charity. And remember, tomorrow on the show, Bucky will be picking head-to-head with Rita Ballou of Coke FM. That should be ridiculously bad radio.
Maybe that's
fun.
How we got in that deal, because they know Rita's going to come on and I'm going to be very kind to her.
And we'll reset that top story. We've been nominated for a major local award, which we're excited about. We've been striving for. Coming up, the NFL. Did the Cowboys upgrade their slot receiver position yesterday with a free agent signing? How about the Texans? They brought in a backup quarterback. All the moves from the NFL and around football next on Vinny.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Hey, you folks who live out in Round Rock right there in the Dell campus area, horns coming your way. Today, Rod Babers with the Rodcast, 1 to 3, will be at the 7-Eleven right there in La Fonterra. From 1 to 3 with our friends at 7-Eleven. They've got their fresh sandwiches for only a buck with their 7 Rewards program. That's the case all week, and certainly when Rod's there today. And then tomorrow, we're going to be right down the street at the Twin Peaks location in Round Rock for our
awesome
Horn Hookie or Horn Play Hookie headquarters. So you can come out and watch all the basketball games at Twin Peaks. Trey and BK will do their show live there at Twin Peaks. Rod Babers will be back there. And then Chad and Kevin watching all the first games on Thursday. It's one of the great days of the sports calendar.
Skip day.
Got to skip. You got to watch the upsets. The madness of March gets going in earnest, and be with us at Twin Peaks. So we'll be in that area the next 2 days. So come on out.
I want to thank somebody, a special friend of this show and all the shows on the Horn, and that's Tom McKay. He is a really, really good sponsor. I don't want to take him for granted. We don't take our sponsors for granted enough, but we don't say enough great things about Tom McKay and what he does for this radio station. He's a big fan of BK and Trey and Kevin, and he's been around us, you and I, for a long, long time. Once a year, I go out to the Cedar Park Center and go to a hockey game. BK's got 4 tickets to give away. First caller, no special game. But if you want to go out this weekend, there's a game out there. Tom is going to put us in we're going to be in a suite. I have a bunch of other friends. But Tom McKay is a guy who, for the Mullet Open, he just does everything. I never had to ask one thing of Tom McKay. It's automatic. And as crazy as he can be sometimes, he comes out there and spends that day at the Mullet Open and helps out, for the girls at Refuge Ranch and the boys. He helps out. He doesn't play that day. He just hangs around and drives me crazy. But he's a big help to me. He does a lot for this station. We don't, as I said, we thank the sponsors, but I just want to thank Tom for doing that. If there's 4 people that would like to go or take their family out to...
Are we giving away one winner with four different people?
No, just for you, one winner with four. Take your family out. If you're still on vacation, take your family out there. I think they play Grand Rapids on Saturday night. I'm going to be hanging out at the suite doing some hockey stuff. And
what,
I won't be the same person here on the radio. This Saturday night.
Saturday night.
I lose my cookies at hockey games. I'm a little bit different.
You start banging on the glass and stuff. It's ridiculous.
I don't think you can do it in the suite, but there could be a chair flying down on some other people. Plus, I like to play the games on the big board and stuff. I scream it out loud.
Oh, find the puck?
Yeah, I scream it out loud and kind of screw it up for
find
people.
Find the puck.
You got to get you on the ice for one of the games. Intermission.
We used to do that. E and I used to do that when the hockey team was out at the other place. We'd go on the ice.
I've been on the ice
Or be in the box. I don't want to be in that box, man. That puck is on the move. I don't duck as quick
cold
anymore.
Down there too.
And it's cold. So just first call if you want those tickets. Come out there. And as I said, BK, you know Tom. E, you know Tom. He does. Oh. That guy does an awful lot for the shows on the station. I really appreciate him.
You know, most people know this, but not everybody. We are a locally owned radio station and group, locally owned, locally operated. So, and our bread and butter is finding partners
Absolutely.
That are also local businesses, growing local businesses, and we grow together with our audience and, you know, helping them grow, we grow, and that's what it's been about.
But dude,
here
giving
at the
away
for
big
a long time.
Screen TVs during the football season
all year long.
At
no,
Pluckers
Tom,
is crazy.
Tom is tremendous. So thank you, Tom McKay.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tom. I'll be there on Saturday.
Looks like, we'll get a winner on that, and that's nice of you to take people out to that game coming up this weekend. I'm watching. What do you think that color is that I'm watching over your shoulder? The sunrise today in Austin, Texas. What do you call that? That is one of the prettier. When it's nice out, we get to see the sun come up over downtown Austin every morning from our fourth floor location here on 360. I don't know that I've seen that color before.
That is
fuchsia?
Not fuchsia. Fuchsia is almost like zirpal purple. That is a beautiful, just orange. That's real orange right there. That's Tennessee orange.
Wow.
I hate to say it's burning. That's Tennessee. That's Tennessee color right there.
Derailed the program, but that's a sight to see. Yeah, that is an unbelievable sunrise coming up over the great city of Austin.
Yes, sir.
Here on the Horn, and great stuff right there. So we have a winner who will be out at that game coming up in the Sweet Life. Sweet Life. Good job. Good job. Hey, so we've got football on the brain in addition to the hockey.
You got to tell me about the Cowboys. Tell me about that deal.
Well, let me mention this. I'm going to give the Cowboys props because we talk about the Cowboys all the time about and things they're not doing, and they've been a mediocre franchise for two decades now as far as overall results. But I like what they're doing in free agency, and I like the way they're building their team. Does it mean they're going to go win a Super Bowl? I don't know, but it's the way it's the way to win long term and to be good and sustainable. I'll mention this just for an overview of NFL free agency. Keep this in mind: the biggest contracts that have been signed in the last week and a half since free agency began. Nick Foles got $45 million in guaranteed money. C.J. Mosley, the Jets gave him $43 million guaranteed. That's guaranteed money. He's going to get that cash.
Yes.
Trey Flowers got $40 million in Detroit as a fourth year pass rusher. Trent Brown, the left tackle, got $36.5 million. Earl Thomas, the former Longhorn, got $32 million, and it goes on down the line. Antonio Brown got $30 million guaranteed. Le'Veon Bell, $27 million. Juwan James, the tackle, got $27 million, and Donovan Smith got $27 million. What if I tell you that all of those combined? Mike Trout's new guaranteed contract will pay him that plus $50 million more. Guaranteed. Which goes to the structure of the NFL. It's amazing because the NFL, those contracts are still not guaranteed. Outside of that guaranteed money, they can cut you next year and not owe you a nickel, which is still one of the amazing things the NFL has done, is in a league that created $14 billion in revenue a year ago, $14 billion in revenue, the players share close to half of that under the collective bargaining agreement, that they still don't have guaranteed contracts yet. Mike Trout can get $430 guaranteed. He'll see every nickel of it without, no matter what happens, he sees $430 million of that
Amazing.
One time, but he won't. But for the Cowboys, you do the grocery. I go to the grocery store quite a bit, right?
Sure.
And when you're in the store, they always have the brand name, and then they have the off-brand name of every product.
I don't touch off-brands. Sorry.
See, I knew that about you.
I'm a very elitist kind of guy when it comes to brand names.
Well, then you're overpaying.
What? What do you mean I'm overpaying? I'm paying for quality. I'm a quality person.
Actually, when it comes to brands like that, typically you're playing for marketing budgets and advertising budgets for the big.
That's what they tell you when you buy that big thing of cereal that doesn't have the brand name on it.
See, I'm glad you said cereal because that's the first example. So at our house, we've got three kids, but they love cereal.
Yeah.
So we have these clear tubs that we put the cereal in and take it out of the box when I bring it home.
You don't try to trick the kids.
I'm not tricking the kids.
Yes, you are.
But they love like Sugar Smacks or you know, Raisin Bran or one of these things, right? And then you all you do is buy the off brand. The name brand is $450.
Correct.
The off brand, I can buy a bag of it that's twice the content for $250. Pour it into the clear tub, and I get it, it's a huge value.
You mess with the kids.
They don't know any different.
Well, mentally, why would you want to mess
they
with the kids'
now.
Mind? Yeah.
And plus, they don't listen. It's spring break.
And plus, mentally, you mess with their minds.
Well, your kids are going to start getting bullied at school now. Some of their friends are hearing this.
I don't get that. I don't know why you do that
like
to them mentally.
Kids are going to go to your house.
So things like cereal.
Yes.
Soap. Shampoo. I mean, come on. It's soap. How much? We've been making soap for centuries. How different can soap be?
Oh,
yeah, you'll spend.
First of all, I very seldom put like bars of soap on my skin because the emollients.
Okay. Even if you do the squirt stuff, the body.
Well, I'm going to do Dove, of course. I'm a brand name guy.
It's just soap, dude.
No. It's Dove is not.
All right.
It's 1/10 moisturizer and whatever it is that they say it's in there.
So I'm an off brand kind of guy. I don't
need everything
to
like that.
Well, not everything. There's some. I've always told you tools. Things that you're going to use for a long period of time, cars, tools.
Get good tools.
Don't buy cheap tools. Ever buy cheap tools. Don't build a cheap fence. Go to Viking Fence. You know, don't, because you're going to be rebuilding it a lot sooner than you want to. Go quality and important things like that, lawn equipment, your vehicles. Get quality.
So
cereal? Come on.
I mean.
It's sugar on.
These little blue pills and all that stuff, you don't want. You want to get the stuff from Pfizer. I know they're out there right now, all the different brands, but you want the stuff that's just, you don't want to just get some brand name out there, do you? Don't you want Pfizer?
Well,
they're the ones who invented that stuff.
And that is what the early wave of free agency is the brand names. And look, who would you rather have as your slot receiver next year, Randall Cobb healthy or Cole Beasley?
Randall Cobb healthy.
Right. And that's Buffalo paid $24 million guaranteed for that guy.
Beasley?
For Cole Beasley.
Y'all would?
I would. Randall Cobb?
And
I think that's going to be a great get if that happens, BK, for the Dallas Cowboys.
I do, too.
He's a catch-and-run guy. He's a physical guy.
And the Cowboys are going to pay him 1 year, $5
million. Yeah, that's what I like about it. It's 1 year. I mean, if healthy is obviously a caveat, but Randall Cobb hadn't been healthy in the last 3 years.
Well, no,
his last good year was 2014.
Well, when like Cole Beasley was a model of health this year, he's had some nicks and
I think you're
going
to like that, BK.
I do, too.
I think you know your Dallas Cowboys.
No, I am going to like it. I just don't think he's better. I mean, there's a reason Cole Beasley got $29 million and Randall Cobb got $5 million is my point.
I think his health is one.
I think age. Age is the number one factor. Cole Beasley's in his middle 20s. We talk about when these guys hit the market and they're in their mid-20s.
Where's Randall, 31?
29.
That's still in his 20s. He's not like an old man.
And look, this is why I'm bringing it into the Cowboys conversation, because the Cowboys have drafted the guys who they are expecting to be their star players. They've drafted, and now they're trying to re-sign them under their own terms, under their own contracts. Now, are the Cowboys waiting too long to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Should they have gotten DeMarcus Lawrence signed a year ago and saved themselves money? Yes. Because they're, you know, once you know a guy's a star, get him locked up. And that's why they should have gotten DeMarcus Lawrence locked up, and some of the, you know, Byron Jones should be the next one. They should get him locked up this offseason. But either way, the Cowboys have drafted the core of their team, the guys who are going to be their best players. So don't overspend in free agency on accessories. That's what Randall Cobb's an accessory player to Amari. They traded for Amari Cooper. They're going to try to lock him up. They drafted Michael Gallup on the outside. They have drafted their entire offensive line, and they've re-signed it. Zeke Elliott. And now you bring in a Randall Cobb. You bring in a Tavon Austin. You bring in these young defensive linemen that they're bringing in free agency. And, yeah, they're going the off-brand names. But it does. I mean, how much different of a player is the off-brand name versus the brand player?
Well,
because again, in the NFL, great players, irreplaceable players, almost never hit the free agent market. You can think of a couple of names all time: Reggie White, Peyton Manning. You know, insert your name here that are irreplaceable, great players, foundational players for your team. Those guys are never on the free agent market. It's because if the team that they were with would have never let them hit the market, they would have put a franchise tag on them and not allow it. Now,
well, having Tavon Austin, BK, you can talk. I mean, if that guy was gone tomorrow, you wouldn't miss him. You're not going to miss him. I don't care if he's brand or whatever. Tavon Austin was just – that's an older guy that's been banged around a lot. But I think I think he's going to be a guy I think you're going to be very, very excited about. Well, and if you're just worried about if he can stay healthy. If I take on a guy – I'm going to say that he's going to be healthy. If I'm going to take a chance, even $5 million for 1 year, if that guy's healthy, I think he's a really
– Well, in his time
– I think he can be a dynamic guy.
He's been a fixture in Green Bay. You talk to fans of Packer. I mean, you know, they – he's been either a number one go-to guy for Brett Favre or for Aaron Rodgers at times. He's been a second option. He's been a third option. He's been a slot. He's been an outside guy. Whatever they need him to do, he lines up in the backfield at times. I think he's a very versatile player. He's only 29 years old. But if you're a Cowboy fan and you're relying on Randall Cobb to be a premier player for you this year, that's not a good thing. He's an accessory player. Your fixture players are Zeke, Amari Cooper, the development of Michael Gallup. Those are the guys that are going to be the core of your team. This is a utility guy, and I think it's a good value. Didn't overspend on Cole Beasley. Let him go get his free agent money, but bring in a nice piece. I think it's a smart move for the Cowboys. I think a lot of the moves they're making are smart. We'll see what it means, big picture. This says Beasley's 29, guys. Beasley's 29, and I'd rather have Cobb. Nice. All right, we'll come back. When we do, we will hit the hot or not. BK will lead us through that, plus reset your headlines. Top of the hour, Longhorns find a win in the NIT and get out slugged by the Razorbacks on the battlefield. We'll get to all of it. It's B&E with you.
What's hot? And what's not?
Altstadt's beers are carefully made using only four ingredients. Hops, barley, yeast, and artesian spring water. Authentic German beer from the great state of Texas. It's Altstadt beer.
A lot hot this morning, as BK will take over for Hot or Not, but props to Ichiro. Just received a huge standing ovation. They're playing Major League Baseball in Tokyo this morning. It's a game that counts. It's the A's and Mariners. Ichiro Suzuki, the returning conquering hero there. 45,000 fans, standing ovation. It's like the Beatles showed back up at the Tokyo Dome. Looks like the Mariners are going to win that game. They're up 9-7 now, late in that game. It's just a one-game thing, most likely, for Ichiro. He will not be on their 25-man roster, most likely, when they break camp.
Oakland was kicking their ass before.
Yeah, 9-7 now. This game will count, and Ichiro will get the send-off he's earned in his Hall of Fame career. Also, hot last night, you see this guy, D'Angelo Russell Buck, in the NBA?
Didn't he used to play with the Lakers?
He did. He, Ohio State kid. Brooklyn Nets entered the fourth quarter down 25 points to the Sacramento Kings. D'Angelo Russell scored 27 points in the fourth.
The Texas Longhorns up by 19?
Yeah. He put up 44 last night, D'Angelo Russell, for Brooklyn. That's pretty hot. And I would also add this to the hot.
They should never let him go, BK. D'Angelo Russell, he was a good young player that they gave to Brooklyn.
Yeah, not looking great right now.
Yeah, he was great. Remember, he got into the TMZ situation with, was it Swaggy P? That deal was with?
Oh, yeah, they were talking.
That's
man.
Why they got rid of him.
Yeah, because
remember
he ratted on the guy.
His and teammate. His girl?
Yeah, broke the locker room code, and the girl was in the middle of it. And
you choose Swaggy P over D'Angelo Russell.
That's where the Lakers are right now. Hey, this other hot real quick is thanks again to the Austin Alliance for Women in Media in Austin.
Who?
Yeah, Austin Alliance for Women in Media have selected this show, and you and I as radio personalities of the year, nominated for radio personalities of the year. We've been working towards this. For 20 years we've been working towards this, and here we are.
Sure, it's the women.
What do you mean? That's what it's called. It's AWM, the Austin.
AWM.
Yeah, Austin Alliance for Women in Media.
Rigged email or
corrupt I'm
going to
get
email.
That. Yeah, I'm going to go get me a shirt that says that. Me too on the
what,
back,
me too?
And then another of the Alliance
on,
for Women
Come
in
on,
Association.
Dude.
Well, what's wrong with that? I'm out there supporting the women out there. Women of America, rise up like you haven't been rising up for the last 25 years.
See,
what?
That's the kind of stuff that's not going to help us.
What do you mean?
Finally Mike got Godbold's sexist comment of the day. Brought to you by Khaleesi Designs Jewelers. When you put your foot in your mouth, better put a ring on her finger. KhaleesiDesigns.com.
They are on the rise, man. Come on.
No, that's like the way my mother used to always tell me. It's not what you said, it's how you said it.
Oh, it's the way I said it.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I don't have my mom around to smack me around anymore.
All right, BK, what are you having, hot or not, my friend?
All right, gentlemen, March 20th, 2019, it is National Ravioli Day. You guys down with the ravioli?
Chef Boyardee, baby, bring it.
When I was
you
poor.
You get an off-brand Boyardee?
Oh,
no,
please don't
Chef
never.
Joyardee.
Oh, see, okay, you don't mess with that, do you?
But I'd eat it.
No, you wouldn't. You would know
the
difference.
I will admit, when I was a kid, if my mom brought home the off-brand raviolis, I'd be ticked off. But if
because you got to see the chef,
Chef Boyardee, you're damn
right. Yeah, good sauce in there.
I do like ravioli. I'm trying to lay off the pasta these days. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Low carbage.
I'm down with the ravioli. I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat it now out of a can.
I will admit, as a at times somewhat chunky child, I could eat one of those whole big raviolis.
The only thing I eat out of a can
only
right now.
One?
Yeah.
Well, like the big one? BK, you knew more than that?
Yeah, man. Come on.
I don't eat stuff out
eat
of a
couple
can.
Couple of those things?
Yeah.
I used to always eat, was it Del Monte, the fruit stuff. I used to love that fruit cocktail.
Little fruit cups with the juice in there?
Fruit with a bunch of sugar?
Hell yeah.
I ate those
too. Go ahead, BK, what else?
All right, National Proposal Day, guys. I don't know if I've ever asked for your take on the stadium proposal. What are we feeling on that?
No. No, not for me. I mean, again, to each his own, but I am a believer that the proposal between you and your future wife should be between you and your future wife. Should be.
Yeah, I don't like.
I don't even like it if they do it in front of the whole family. I just don't like people being put on. Now, if you know what's coming, maybe, but I don't like the element of surprise when you have to make a decision like that.
Dude, I don't even like kiss.
Around.
I don't like kiss cam.
I do like kiss cam.
You do?
I chuckle at kiss cam. I will admit that.
I love when kiss cam throws it down on those two dudes and they look at each other. You know, the one dude wants to really kiss that guy, and he just don't do it. I always go.
They put the heart around him.
I always go. Dude, you want to kiss that guy.
But just do it.
Just go kiss that dude. Just kiss that dude right in the mouth. Don't pretend like you don't. You're looking at him real hard. Smooch him.
You know how I know you're gay?
Just go ahead and do it. But they know that they can't do it.
This is a weird
But later
take.
On that night, they give themselves a little.
Yeah, we get some of the weirdest takes from you in this.
Sorry, sorry about that.
All right, guys, one sports question.
You really dig
here.
Deep into the core of this man's soul every morning on this part of the program.
Very basic questions. He takes them away.
Sorry.
Sorry. That's all right. All right, guys, two signees yesterday in the NFL. A couple of linebackers, big-name guys moving homes. Clay Matthews, the leading sacker in Green Bay Packers history, signed a two-year deal with the L.A. Rams. Meanwhile, Vontaze Burfict, the heavily suspended, heavily fined, Vontaze Burfict signed a one-year contract with the Oakland Raiders. Which of those two signings do you guys prefer? You think either or both of those guys can be impact players on their new team?
Is Burfict that good? Is Burfict?
I don't think Burfict should play anymore. That guy is a criminal on the field.
He is looking to hurt somebody. Guy is like at all times.
He's playing an unnecessary roughness league. Look, Clay Matthews is 32, but when you say all-time leading sacker in Green Bay Packers history, we're talking about Reggie White. We're talking about great players that played there. This guy was awesome. And in Wade Phillips' defense, he's not going to play three downs. He's going to be a situational pass rusher in that defense that's got Aaron Donald and some other great players. I like the Clay Matthews signing a lot.
I'm just still so disappointed in you putting those fake sugar smacks in those containers for the kids. Those things don't
They're
taste
not fake,
right.
Fake sugar smacks. The bag says sugar smacks.
Oh, God.
Doesn't say fake.
I guess.
And my kids eat the heck out of them.
They just go right through them, huh?
Oh, man. It's unreal. By the way, here's the other thing about Clay Matthews. You know the Matthews family. They play till they're 40.
It's true.
That group, they just keep playing. Bruce, Clay, his father.
They
play
will
with
go,
the Browns
they'll
forever.
Go late.
They'll play 18, 20 years, those guys. So, yeah, I like the signing there, and I like Wade Phillips getting a hold of him in that defense. All right, we'll come back. We'll reset it. Longhorns baseball in the middle of a grueling month of March. Got beat pretty good last night by a very good baseball team. Plus the Longhorns. Shaka Smart won his first ever tournament game as head coach of the Texas Longhorns. Details next.